Brad Davison, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
Good morning, mate.
What did you make of the barrier trials? In particular, Arcadia Queen and Enticing Star yesterday. They were both fairly good.
Yeah, they were both fairly good, weren't they? A nice set of trials there. Had Canterbury and Arcadia Queen third in her heat there behind Rita Prophet in, you know, on a good slick last 600 of 33.8 there home. And the other trial, of course, Enticing Star that you spoke about was a nice trial when winning heat six there in 54.63. So won by half a length. Trekking was really impressive, I thought, finishing off nicely in that trial. I haven't had a chance to sit down and go through them all, but had a look at a few of those that were put up on social media yesterday. Mm-hmm. So nice to see those good horses still ticking over well. Of course, you know, both in the Everest in Enticing Star and Arcadia Queen, and yeah, we'll see how all that plays out in the coming weeks. I'm really interested to see when both of them step out and how their WA form steps up. It'll be interesting to see, particularly whether a horse like Arcadia Queen can have that impact over the shorter trips, as we know, probably in time she's going to get out over a bit further.
What about, we've got these markets open already for Saturday, obviously all in markets. Avelius $3 into $2.30.
Yeah, I saw you put out a tweet last night, Dave, sort of suggesting those early moves in those all-in markets. Nature Strip, I think, was pretty popular in the Concord, and you talked there about Avelius in the Chelmsford. It was a solid return the other day, and there were some other good runs in that race, having said that all the same, but punters quite keen on Avelius there early doors, haven't they? Been into $2.30, and horses going to appreciate that bit further on the weekend. The Tramway, of course, we'll see this. Boom Kiwi, Tiaku Shark. There's some mixed opinions on him, I think it's fair to say. Some people, you know, on social media suggest he's across the line and he's the good thing of the day on Saturday, and other people not so sure, making the point that he couldn't beat Home Endless Drama the other day, who hasn't been that great since then. And with all due respect to Endless Drama, he's probably no star when it comes to Australian racing. He's a nice sort of group two, you know, handicap horse. So we'll see how that plays out. I haven't had a good look at his figures yet from New Zealand, or I'm not sure what I'll do with that race yet. Mm. But a horse like Dreamforce is an interesting one. He always runs well fresh there at $11. Could create a bit of interest. But you know, Cascadian was outstanding first up at $6, and Colding as well, of course, comes off that picket fence last preparation after he'd been gelded, and I think it went up to Queensland and won the Queensland Guineas. So pretty good race there, the Tramway.
That four might stack up though, mate, because obviously Melody Bell came out on the weekend and won really well in New Zealand. Now, I know what you said about Endless Drama, but geez, if he brings anything like that to Sydney, he's going to be, you know.
Well, he's the favourite for the Epsom.
He's favourite for the Epsom, but geez, he's going to be mighty hard to beat. What did you make? Yeah, I mean, Colding?
You'll be shattered. Who was that best horse you've ever
Splurge.
Seen? Splurge. Came from you.
Mate, it was a world beater, I'm telling you.
This is the best horse I've ever seen.
Oh, it was a world beater.
Splurge.
It just all depends, guys, what sort of price you want to take and what price he is going to start. He's, you know, he's a hype horse, he's a boom horse. He might measure up and go bang, and all of a sudden he's, you know, he turns for the Epsom, and he's right there and gonna go on with the job. Or he might just come out and run a nice little fourth, and everyone goes, well, you know, that form hasn't stacked up. That's the great thing about racing is people have opinions on either side of that, and we won't know until Saturday which one's right.
What about your best bet today, or your best value?
Yeah, look, it was race 7, number 8, Fling at Newcastle. Unfortunately, it's one of those that has gone off this morning. $7.50. It's into sixes.
Yeah.
A tab, I'd probably be taking that because it's much, much shorter everywhere else. So I'm into that sort of $4 mark. So tab the best going around by far there at the moment at around $6. So, look, this is a horse that was really disappointing first up in Victoria, but pulled up with a host of issues, was making a respiratory noise and was found to be in season as well. And you go back last preparation, this horse was placed in a group two, just finished behind Darlathan there, who's gone out and franked it, had form around the 10 as well, who ran really well in Melbourne first up in a Saturday race this time in. Back to a maiden, it just all depends on, you know, how the horses come back off a complete forgive first up. So I think at $6, that's still a bit over the odds there at Newcastle. Just a couple of others to mention there today. I didn't put on the tip sheet, but race 3, number 5, got you 6. Look, $1.75, probably does lead and win. It is getting short enough, but have a look at its form last preparation behind. It finished second to Trope, finished second to Complete Legend, and then finished second to Faseka,
yeah.
And then won a maiden by three lengths. So that's very good form. And the other one I mentioned on form line last night was Stick 'Em Up there, race six, number 14. Very, very rough there at $41.09, but it's one of those races that might be worth a throw at the stumps. So not a lot of confidence there, but if you do feel like a real big roughie, you might have something there. But as I said, the main one today, race seven, Fling there at around the $6 mark, I think can run us a good race. Race seven at number eight, Fling.
Thanks, Brad.
Cheers, guys.